Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Monday, March 30th. Joining us by phone, though, the Reverend Dr. Bob Weiss. Good morning, Dr. Weiss.
Hey, good morning to you and your listeners. It's a beautiful day, and it's part of Holy Week, so I'm hoping that our listeners heard your previous guest and then get into worshiping throughout the week with private confession and absolution. I know we're having that at Concordia Seminary, and I'm sure they're doing the same at Concordia Theological Seminary. And many churches are going to be doing that as well. We have, you know, services in some churches throughout the week where I'm serving as vacancy pastor at St. James. We're doing, of course, Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, have, of course, Holy Saturday, and then Resurrection Sunday. So it's all good in God, as they say.
Indeed. It is a blessed Holy Monday and good to get to be here. Looking forward to studying God's Word this week and attending some of those special services to help us focus on the passion of our Lord.
Oh, yeah. It's with everything that's going on in the world and out there, as you know, from University of California, when they removed this Christian organization, society, because they said you should be a Christian to be the president of this. And of course the University of California said, no, that's not right, so you're gone. And so, you know, persecution continues in many and various ways, but that's one where people may not perceive that as Christian persecution, but it clearly is.
Well, what do you have for us today in terms of topics for ethics and
well,
related matters?
Yeah, you had sent me this article from the Sunday Times on cell breakthrough to bring two dad babies. And I went back and, of course, in my typical format is to do some additional research on this. Mm-hmm. And this actually had been reported. I get a journal, Nature, and I had an article from the journal Nature on this through their, not just their printed side, but their computer side. And this actually occurred and was part of their article way back in December, which isn't too far back, actually the day before Christmas celebration, December 24, 2014. And they just reported that this was published, and this, of course, was published in the journal Cell on December 24th of last year. And it just came to fruition, obviously, in the Sunday Times. And what this is, the Sunday Times calls Cell Breakthrough to Bring Two Dad Babies, not dead, but to dad, D-A-D, babies. And the article from the journal Nature that I read says, rudimentary egg and sperm cells made from stem cells. If people perceive that this whole issue of embryonic stem cells was kind of pushed way to the back because of all of the other activities that are ongoing in same-sex marriage and other areas in biotechnology, well, this one has surfaced, and what this means simply is this, that they have taken skin cells. Now, this is over in Japan and a couple other places overseas in Cambridge, and scientists are working on this. They've taken skin cells from two men or from different and women, and they induce certain factors into these skin cells, and all skin cells, for like you and me, we have all 46 chromosomes, including the sex chromosomes. Men would have the XY in a skin cell, and the women would have the XX in a skin cell. And so what they've done is that they've taken certain genetic components and hormones and other factors and added these to the skin cells and reverted them back into what are called pluripotent stem cells. So we're not dealing with the creation of a human. This is kind of working backwards, much to the point of the movie Back to the Future, where they go back in history. So they go back in the history of the skin cell to where it came from. Pluripotent simply means these are cells that we have in the creation of a human being in the womb from sperm and egg that turn into, you know, bone and sperm and egg and skin and eye. It means they have the potential to turn into many different kinds of cells. So they have reversed the process in mice and in humans to take us back to the pluripotent stem cells that produce sperm and produce eggs. And so what they have done with this is that they have put these, for example, in mice when they've done this, they put these into ovaries of mice and to the reproductive organs of men, and they have actually produced sperm and egg. And in a petri dish, they have even gone to the point where in a petri dish, artificially, they're at the first stages of producing really eggs and sperm from skin cells. Not through human reproduction or procreation, but just from reversing the process of the skin cell. So if we have an XX in a woman, that means they reverse the process of a skin cell, and it turns into an egg. In a man with the XY, they reverse the process of man's skin cell, and it turns into a sperm. But the interesting thing about this is that even from the skin cell of a man, they can make an egg. From the skin cell of a woman, they can make a sperm. So if this is sounding terribly confusing, all your listeners have to remember is that from the skin cells of, say, two men, they can produce, for example, with certain manipulations at this point, in the very early stages, a sperm cell, and from another skin cell of another man, they can produce an egg. Okay, no woman's involved. So they can put those into a petri dish, and so you can have two gay men that have produced a child through this process of reversing skin cells to a sperm and an egg of two different men. That's why they call this, as your article said, cell breakthrough to bring two bad babies. And the same thing could be done for women, where two women, one woman could produce a sperm cell by reversing this process from a skin cell, one could produce an egg, and they could put these in a petri dish, and then you could have, the article would say, bring a two-woman baby. They could do that, and then they put this into a surrogate womb. So as confusing as this sounds, I think, once again, this technology, people say, well, is this ever really going to happen? And the articles that you pointed me to and the ones that I have researched on, they're very confident that, in fact, the one article from the journal Nature says, in principle, the process could even be used to derive egg cells from a man's body. These could be fertilized in vitro by another man's sperm, and the resulting embryo could then be implanted in a surrogate mother. So they could produce an egg from a man's skin cell, take somebody else, a mature man's sperm cells, and put them together, and then you have a two-dad baby. And so this is kind of where biotechnology is going to circumvent what God has created between a man and a woman. And they're using this from the standpoint of this will eliminate diseases and find people who are in search of the perfect child. So there you go.
People in search of the perfect child until they hit about two or three.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, these are the kinds of things, Andy, that cause all of us to go back to the very beginning of scriptures and really take a look at our symbols of the Nicene, the Athanasian, and the Apostles' Creed as very basic formats of what we believe, teach, and confess. Because this does involve the incarnation, which we celebrated certainly Christmas and even celebrated here at Easter, because Jesus Christ didn't just stay in the manger or in the house when the Magi came to be reverent towards him and leave their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But clearly, this all incorporates what we believe, teach, confess about God and Christ. So if they're able to, and they will eventually, they're looking at 5 to 10 years for this, where they can turn a skin cell into either an egg or a sperm. And again, if they can turn it into an egg, they can take some man's sperm and use it into a woman. Or they can turn a man's skin cell into an egg and takes his partner's sperm cell, and then they have this two-dad baby or two-woman baby, and eliminate genetic problems, because apparently these cells go back to zero and don't have any genetic problems. Then you're looking at what Adolf Huxley wrote in A Brave New World in the 30s. Where people are looking for the perfect child, and we're not content with the God's gift of life in general. So I think that once again we're called back to the basics of what we believe, teach, and confess, even in this story. But people have to know that these things are coming and not to be surprised when they occur, but then to talk about them and get back to the basics of catechesis and what we believe, teach, and confess in the scriptures.
It is frightening. This comes back to the topic that always comes up in our conversations, and this is how we as human beings often try to play God. And for what reason? Why do we try to play God? Why is it that we want to have control over so many things that we haven't been given control over?
Well, yeah, I mean, to me, this goes back to our sinful nature of seeking that which doesn't belong to us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a power control issue. Go back to the Eighth Commandment. Go back to Adam and Eve in the garden, you know. Go back to what Satan continually whispers in our, did God really say? And so if people can access a further control over their body in terms of what they want to do, the sinful nature is going to do it. And we'll get to God later. So many people, of course, as you well know, are treating God like a Denny's menu. What they want, they like, and what they don't want, they catch. But I would encourage them to read Isaiah 55, where he says very clearly, my ways are not your ways, and my mind is your mind. And he goes on to add additional things. That his word doesn't return empty unto him. But if we can usurp God's mind and get into it and be a knower of God, why not? You know, this is the Tower of Babel. So there's nothing new under the sun, as the writer of Ecclesiastes tells us. Our sinful nature will always want to seek that which doesn't belong to us. And we kind of do it in almost a very covert way and say, I didn't realize this, you know. Oh, sorry about this. But they're not doing this in a covert way. They're doing this in a very open way.
Yeah.
And believe that this is the way we should be functioning in terms of reproductive technology.
Come quickly, Lord Jesus.
Yes, come quickly.
Well, thank you, Dr. Weiss. We'll talk again next week.
My pleasure.
God's blessings.
To you and everyone listening during Holy Week.
Thank you. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading on Worldwide KFUO.